Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. We're live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. Heather Behrens has the morning off, and Uber is set to roll out its next generation of autonomous vehicles. They want to give actually human drivers a day off in Arlington.
Uber has teamed up with the autonomous vehicle technology company May Mobility to announce its next deployment of thousands of AVs on the Uber platform. May Mobility CEO Ed Olson says Uber saw the value of its car's decision-making technology.
We use LiDAR, radar, and camera. We have a 360-degree field of view.
And why he thinks they're the perfect fit for Uber.
With Toyota as one of our key partners, we can scale with Uber. I think with Uber, they can generate all of the demand we could ever possibly want.
The initial deployment set for the end of the year in Arlington. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Autonomous cars are one thing. How about driverless 18-wheelers? I'm Russell Scott. Aurora Innovation officially started delivering commercial freight between Dallas and Houston this week using the driverless big rigs. John Esparza is with the Texas Trucking Association. He says the trucks see things that a typical driver might miss.
That truck is monitoring a 360 view at a greater distance without the hindrances of, you know, whether you're tired, whether you can see that far, whether there's weather involved.
Experts say this is one way to help alleviate the truck driver shortage in our state. Aurora Innovation says they hope to be adding more driverless big rigs to the fleet by the end of the year. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Yeah, so keep in mind that for a driverless vehicle or a big rig to be considered successful, it doesn't have to drive perfectly. It only has to drive better than humans do. And so far, they do. What do you think about having a driverless big rig or car in the lane next to you? Send us a voice message now in the Odyssey app. Just click the microphone button on the KRLD page. Parker County Sheriff's Office has given more details on a triple murder from late last month.
Sheriff Russ Avier says they believe the suspects and victims knew each other, and this came down to drugs. He says the two main suspects, 19-year-old Barrett Copeland and 27-year-old Trent Lawrence McKnight, originally implicated someone else who they then admitted had nothing to do with it. He's confident they have the right people.
Those two have confessed. Those confessions all have been corroborated. I won't tell you what's in the confessions, but we believe we're there.
A third person, 18-year-old Michael Dylan Lee Morris, was arrested in connection with the disposal of the three bodies. 44-year-old Tiffany Williams, her husband, 42-year-old David Walker, and their roommate, 55-year-old Robbie Head, were killed. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Kurt Lewis. This is continuing team coverage of this still-developing case. Dennis Alexander is now telling his story after being accused and jailed in these killings, but he's now been released with all charges dropped. He's grieving the loss of these victims because he knew them so well.
They were family to me almost. They were my roommates for 2.5 years, so they become family. David's a damn good person. Sorry. David's a good person. He's a very honest and very good friend. And Tiffany, we were good people. I've known him for about 3 years total. So, I mean, I've known him for a little while.
Alexander acknowledges the trauma of being falsely accused and says he plans to go into therapy to help deal with all of the emotions. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I'm John Little. Heather Barron's on assignment. American Airlines and DFW International Airport taking the wraps off their amended plans for the new Terminal F. It's going to be bigger than they even thought.
This extra money in the all-new Terminal F will bring it up from the originally planned 15 to now 31 gates. And we're also learning that the timeline is being moved up, so you could fly out of these new Terminal F gates as soon as 2 years from now. These big announcements just made in the last 24 hours from American Airlines and DFW Airport. Officials say after 2 years of reviewing demand and economic dollars pouring into North Texas, an update had to be made to meet the projected boom in travel demand in our region, very unlike other parts of the country.
Your news for Blue Nail Roofing, NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Yeah, guys, it's been a long four-day week, but, you know, successful. We're clawing our way back toward respectability. In fact, the S&P average is just about back where it was before Liberation Day, April 2nd, when all the tariffs were announced. Of course, after the tariffs were announced, the market looked at them and said, my gosh, these are a lot worse than we thought. We dropped like a stone. But we had also dropped in anticipation of the tariffs coming, so we're still probably 9% away from the all-time highs. But we have done well this week. The Dow Industrials average up over 1.5%. S&P's up close to 1.5%. NASDAQ's up close to 2%. Now, all that's in jeopardy because in moments we're going to get the employment situation. So how bad is it? We're expecting a big drop-off in payroll gains from 228,000 in March down to 130,000 for the month of April. The unemployment rate, that said, is expected to be unchanged at 4.2%. But those, if there's a big cool down, it could well mean that the Fed, the central bank, may have to shift their rate cuts timing and be more aggressive in cutting interest rates. Right now, the 10-year rate is holding steady, but down for the week, but it's almost 4.25%, 4.23%. We do have an 8-day winning streak for the Dow and the S&P. That would be in jeopardy if you just look at two major companies reporting numbers. Apple reported, and they're really cautious. They say that tariffs going forward probably going to cost them about $900 million. So that stock's $8 lower in pre-opening trading. And that's weighing on both the Dow, the NASDAQ, and Amazon. Sub-recession fears, the cloud services business a little bit weak, and that stock's trading down about a dollar. Crude's off 62 cents. Gold's back up $43. And interest rates are steady. We'll be back with the numbers in a minute. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Mega DJ, 726 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Stars had a chance to close out their opening round playoff series against the Avs last night. But
the Avs scored not one, but two fluky goals off bad puck bounces, and they earned the 7-4 win in a bizarre game. Stars head coach Pete DeBoer postgame.
Two goals are going to go in off your own players. It's going to be tough to win that night. I give our guys credit, despite the fact that we had those bounces against us and the refereeing decisions, we still battled.
Big night, though, for Dallas's Roope Hintz, two goals and two assists, while Mikko Rantanen also turned in a four-point night with a goal and three assists. The series shifts back to Dallas for a winner-take-all Game 7 Saturday night at the American Airlines Center. Puck drops at 7. Jake Rietma, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Nothing better than NHL Game 7s, man. It's going to be tough. By the way, Mark Folliwell, who's known for basketball, but he likes to sports research, he says, here's a hockey research fun fact for you guys. He posts on X. The Stars and Avs play each other in a Game 7 for the fourth time since 1999. It happened in 99, 2000, 2020, and now 2025. No two Western Conference opponents have played that many Game 7s against each other over that time. So, man.
And John, here's something that's confusing me. Every morning I pull up the American Airlines Center events calendar just to see what's happening that day or that, you know, the weekend. And the Stars are playing the Avalanche. That's going to be tomorrow night at 7 p.m., there has already been a concert scheduled for tomorrow night.
Sorry.
It is Raul Alejandro.
I know. And like tickets are like $360 on resale. I looked at that this week.
So what are they doing with the concert?
I don't know yet, because they're going to have to move it.
The American Airlines Center website still lists both the game and the concert same night within an hour.
Hmm. Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, right. We'll have the concert on one side of the rink, the game on the other side
exactly.
of the rink.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.